Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're in the car. We're driving away. We're getting out of town for the full moon again this month. And woo! So, In the Car podcast, done courtesy of the New South Wales government because they got such great roads. So, brought to you by New South Wales government, and it's just a new one. So they get the credit for what other people did, which is what happens when you get a new job. Hey, today, just a quick story. When you go into competitive environment with another person, let's say you're vying for a job, or you're going to court, or you're in a room, or someone's not being fair to you, and you're going into a competitive environment, play to win. It's a universal principle. It's the principle of the one and the many. The more conscious person will always win. And that's the dominant species, if you want to talk about lions and tigers and shit. So we're going to talk today about, let's say, for example, hypothetically, you're going to go to court because somebody wants your ass. And typically what most people will do when they go to court or go into a combative environment is think, what are we fighting for? And there'll be a trophy, there'll be a win, there'll be a definite definition of win. And the big mistake most people make is targeting that as victory. When you go into combat with another person, there's got to be something far huger to play for than what they perceive to be the victory, for you to win and to have a winning mindset and to have a winning consciousness. So let's say they say, we're going for five, and you say, well, I don't want to give you five, and you have a combative environment where you're going to win the number five. You need to say, I'm going to give you nothing, or I'm going to get 10. You need to have a far greater thing at stake than they do. And that is usually the size of the trophy. And to win in different environments requires different formula, of course. If it's sport, it's going to be a whole different game. But you don't want to win by a goal. You want to win by 50 goals. You don't want to win the premiership by a sneeze. You want to win it by 100 sneezes. If you're going to court with against somebody, you don't want to be win by a jury 11-1 or something. You want to absolute lay down misere. That requires, in that case, evidence. You've got to research and research until you've got so much evidence that it overwhelms the opposition. So I want to talk to you about that because with an example. Many years ago, when I lived in a different mode of my existence, a different realm of my life, I drove a very, very sporty car, a racing car. I drove it around the streets. I used to do rally driving on the weekend. And I also had a fairly sporty personal car, a Mini Cooper S racing model. My friend had one too. And what we decided to do, totally irresponsibly, is have a little race along the Great Ocean Road from Lawn back to Fairhaven along the coast road. We knew the road really well, and so off it went. And around one U-turn on that race, we came head-to-head with a policeman who was sitting up on the hill observing cars coming around the corner, crossing the double lines on the U-turn. Caught red-handed, you might say. I was on the outside on the corner. I overtook my partner and my mate on the corner. There was an opportunity. I grabbed it. I overtook. Policeman pulled us over. He got fined, a very big fine. I went to court because I was P-plate, and what I'd done was very naughty. So here I am in court down in Lawn, having to deal with the potential of a loss of license forever and probably a quite heavy fine. So my wife at the time came with me to drive me home because we both agreed the odds were my license was smoke. But instead of going into that courtroom as a loser or trying to just defend myself, I went into battle. So what I did is I went back to the intersection where it was. I worked out the time of day when where I got booked, and I amassed this evidence. The first question I asked the policeman who had booked me, first question I asked was, where was the sun at the time of day when you booked me? And the policeman said, I have no idea. I said, what time of day was it? And he goes, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, if you look at the map, which I held up, the sun was behind me. So you're looking into the sun. So are you telling me from 200 meters away, you can tell whether a car's crossed the double lines or not with the sun in your eyes? And he goes, well, yeah, but, you know, he sort of stumbled a bit and he didn't realize that he was going to be asked the question. And then I said, and you said I was speeding. How can you tell the speed of a car from 200 meters up the hill where you booked me? And he goes, I could hear the tires squealing. I said, have you ever driven a Mini Cooper S? We always run our tires flat, which makes them squeal. Plus, I said, all the speed signs, if you drive from Lawn to Fairhaven, have a very accurate description of how fast you should go or how slow you should go around every corner. But that corner's a U-turn and it says 40 kilometers per hour. Yeah, 40 kilometers per hour. And I said, that is way too fast for that U-turn. So I was following advisory speed signs, and yes, my tire squealed, but no, I wasn't speeding, and you have no evidence that I was, and it's all just guesstimate based on squealy tires. And I went on, I had four or five more points. The thing about this is, I wasn't going to go down without a fight, that's number one. Two, I wasn't just fighting for my license, I was fighting for far more. I was fighting for my ability to race racing cars. I was fighting for my ability to, negotiate with the government. I was fighting for something far bigger than not losing my license. My trophy was far bigger than the situation. And I think this is the point here today. If you're going to go into success, if you're going to go into battle for success, and you think, oh, it's going to be a cakewalk, it's going to be everyone's going to lay down and really be happy that you're getting really successful. If you think all these things, you really have to think twice, because if you don't shoot for a big trophy, it's going to be a huge problem. You're going to get beaten. It's a competitive world. The universe is a competitive environment. The tallest tree in the forest wins. The strongest lion, the most conscious human being wins. And consciousness is determined by the size of your vision. So, well, it's not determined by, it's reflected by the size of your vision. And so I strongly recommend when you go for success to aim high. Make the trophy huge, far bigger than a job, far bigger than income, far bigger than anything else. Make it global influence on something that pisses you off. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.